You know that feeling when you look in the mirror and you just sort of pull back your cheeks by maybe a quarter of an inch and you wonder, like, should I finally do it?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone does the mirror pull.
Right. But the moment you actually Google aesthetic treatments, you aren't met with clear medical science. You're usually met with this terrifying gallery of frozen faces, overinflated lips, and just enough conflicting advice to make you slam the laptop shut.
Yeah, it is the absolute definition of diagnostic muddy waters. The aesthetic industry can be incredibly overwhelming for a beginner,
It really is.
mostly because there is a very real fear of coming out the other side looking like, a completely different artificial person. You are stepping into this environment where the boundaries between a medical procedure and a beauty parlor are often dangerously blurred.
Which is exactly why today we are cutting right through that noise. We're going to explore the world of aesthetic treatments through the lens of a clinic that takes a fundamentally different, highly clinical approach.
Yeah, it's a very different vibe.
We're pulling from the service offerings and the core philosophy of MedFacials. They're a doctor-led aesthetics clinic located right in the center of Truro, Cornwall, at 1415 Lemon Street.
And their entire methodology is basically designed to dismantle that intimidation factor you mentioned. They operate on a strict less is more mindset.
Right.
The underlying premise isn't about massive transformation. It's about subtle restoration.
Okay, let's unpack this because before we even look at the specific needles or the advanced lasers, we really need to understand the environment, right, and the mindset of the people actually performing these procedures.
That's the most important part.
Yeah, because why should you trust a clinic with your face when the industry at large is so notoriously unregulated? With so many pop-up cosmetic shops out there, how crucial is it for a first-timer that this place is run by an actual practicing GP?
Oh, it changes everything. It starts with who's holding the tools.
Oh, yeah.
MedFacials is strictly doctor-led, headed up by Dr. Joachim Stolte, who goes by Dr. Joe.
Dr. Joe, right?
Yeah, and the critical detail here is that he is a practicing GP. He's supported by a trained medical team, including medical nurses. Instantly, the environment shifts from cosmetic sales to a clinical medical setting.
Which leads into their whole thing about clinical safety above everything else. The source material heavily promotes that they are CQC registered and Safeface accredited.
Right.
Now, Safeface sounds reassuring, but to someone new to this, it kind of just sounds like a marketing sticker on a window, you know?
Well, it's far more rigorous than a sticker. Safeface is a national register in the UK, accredited by the Professional Standards Authority.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to get that accreditation, a clinic has to pass a really robust set of independent assessments. They check the practitioner's medical qualifications, the safety of the clinic environment, and even the ethical sourcing of all the injectable products.
Wow, so it's not just a quick online quiz.
Not at all.
Right.
And the CQC, that's the Care Quality Commission, is the same independent regulator that inspects hospitals and general practices. Having both means, this clinic isn't just following cosmetic guidelines.
They're adhering to like hospital-grade safety protocols.
Exactly.
That makes their initial consultation step make a lot more sense. It all begins with a free, no-obligation video consultation.
Which is huge.
Yeah, they don't just hand you a menu of injectables and ask what you want to buy. They actually sit down to discuss your medical history, your anatomical goals, and most importantly, what the word natural actually means to you.
What's fascinating here is how a medical background fundamentally shifts the ultimate goal. It moves away from aggressive alteration toward healthy restoration.
Right, because of the GP background.
Exactly. When you have a practicing GP at the helm, the priority is clinical safety and anatomical understanding. An aesthetic doctor is evaluating muscle movement, bone density loss, and skin laxity.
So they're treating the cause, not just the symptom.
Precisely. They are diagnosing the cause of the aging sign rather than just indiscriminately filling a wrinkle with product. And they actively prioritize a no pressure, no hard sell environment because their medical ethics dictate that a treatment should only be done if it's biologically appropriate for the patient.
It reminds me of a master tailor. Like if you go to a really good tailor to get a bespoke suit, the goal isn't for someone to look at you and say, "Wow, look at those lapels," or "Look at that stitching."
Right, you don't want to notice the suit itself?
Exactly. The work should be completely invisible. You're just supposed to look at them and think, "Wow, that person looks fantastic."
I take that analogy a step further, actually. A master tailor isn't just making a suit look good. They are building a structure that supports how the fabric moves with your specific body over time.
Oh, I like that.
The aesthetics should elevate your natural anatomical structure, not distract from it. And the social proof for this conservative approach at MedFacials is quite significant. They boast a 4.9 rating from over 450 reviews.
That's a lot of happy faces.
It is. And the reviews note that a reversal of the aging process occurs to a certain degree in at least 80% of their clients.
That 80% figure is a massive number. But if we move from the philosophy to the actual execution, how does a conservative clinic handle the structural breakdown of the face?
Well, we have to look at the injectables.
Yeah, let's move beneath the surface. Let's look at how they apply that less is more rule to their most popular injectable treatments.
We can start with anti-wrinkle treatments, which primarily address dynamic lines. You know, the ones created by muscle movement.
Frown lines, crow's feet, that sort of thing.
Exactly. The biological goal here is quite specific. It's not to paralyze the facial muscles into a frozen mask.
Right, because nobody wants to walk around looking like they're perpetually surprised by their own reflection.
Exactly. The aim is to soften the lines that make you look tired or cross by relaxing overactive muscles while keeping your natural expression intact.
But there's a biological timeline to this, right? The source mentions results don't happen the moment you leave the chair.
No, the mechanism requires time. The injection essentially blocks the chemical signals from the nerves telling the muscles to contract.
Okay.
And that biochemical interruption typically takes about 7 to 14 days to fully manifest.
Oh, so you have to be patient.
Yeah. And once it does, the effects last around 3 to 4 months as the body gradually metabolizes the product and generates new nerve pathways.
But relaxing muscles only solves half the aging equation, doesn't it? The muscles might be relaxed, but the literal scaffolding beneath them is still changing as we age.
Yeah, the volume loss.
Exactly. That brings us to dermal fillers. Our source notes, these are used to subtly restore shape and support where volume has naturally reduced over time, specifically the cheeks, lips, jawline, chin.
We have to look at how the face actually ages. It's not just skin drooping. We lose actual bone density in our skull, and the deep fat pads in our face begin to shrink and slide downward due to gravity.
Wait, our skulls actually shrink?
Yeah, bone resorption is a real part of aging, so dermal fillers are used to replace that lost structural support.
Okay, but if fillers are about adding volume, how does the clinic avoid that overfilled look that makes so many people nervous? You see people where their faces look inflated, almost puffy.
Right, the dreaded pillow face. An overfilled look happens when a practitioner tries to chase every single surface line with filler, or tries to create a completely new, exaggerated anatomical shape that wasn't there to begin with.
Oh, so they're adding volume that was never there naturally.
Exactly. But by focusing on replacing the exact volume of the fat pads that were lost, rather than adding excess volume, the result is balance. It's about respecting the structural limits of your specific face.
That distinction between restoring missing structure and adding new volume is huge. Now, there's another injectable on their roster that seems to operate entirely differently, and that is Profhilo.
Ah, yes, Profhilo.
The notes mention it treats creepy texture, dullness, and early laxity on the face, neck, and hands.
Profhilo is a completely different category. It is an injectable skin remodeling treatment, but it is not a dermal filler.
Okay, so how is it different?
It doesn't sit in one place to create localized shape or volume. Instead, it spreads evenly beneath the surface to deeply hydrate and improve the fundamental quality of the tissue itself.
Let me try another analogy.
Yeah.
If traditional dermal fillers are like adding heavy wooden scaffolding to a house to hold up a sagging roof.
Yeah.
Profhilo is like pumping deep conditioning moisture directly into the foundation and the walls themselves so they start crumbling.
I like that.
Yeah.
But let's look at the actual mechanism. It's not just passive moisture. It's an active bioremodeling agent.
Meaning what exactly?
Profhilo is made of pure hyaluronic acid. If we connect this to the bigger picture, hyaluronic acid isn't some foreign chemical we're putting into you. It's a naturally occurring sugar molecule already present throughout your body.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's responsible for keeping your tissues lubricated and can hold up to 1,000 times its weight in water.
So as we age, our natural supply of this sugar drops, causing the skin to look dry and creepy.
Precisely the issue. By injecting a highly concentrated, slow-release version of this naturally occurring hyaluronic acid, it doesn't just hydrate.
It does more.
Yeah, it actually biostimulates your skin to produce new collagen and elastin over a short course of usually 2 sessions.
Okay, so injectables like anti-wrinkle treatments handle the overactive muscles, fillers handle the collapsing scaffolding, and Profhilo handles the deep tissue hydration.
Exactly.
We've essentially fixed the foundation and the framing of the house, but what about the actual exterior? To address the visible surface, the texture, the complexion, the sun damage, the clinic brings out some serious technology.
This requires us to acknowledge the skin for what it actually is, an organ. It is our largest organ, in fact.
Right.
It regulates our body temperature, synthesizes vitamin D, and plays a massive part in our immune response by providing a physical and chemical barrier to the outside world. Treating it requires highly specific tools.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because the tech MediFacials uses to treat this organ is incredibly advanced. Let's look at the newest treatment, Neogen.
Neogen is fascinating.
It's billed as an advanced nitrogen plasma skin regeneration treatment. It delivers controlled thermal energy into the skin to stimulate collagen remodeling for wrinkles, acne scars, pigmentation, and overall skin texture.
It represents a massive leap forward from traditional ablative lasers, which work by essentially burning off the top layer of skin.
I have to admit, nitrogen plasma skin regeneration sounds more like a sci-fi weapon from a movie than a relaxing facial treatment.
It really does.
How does hitting your face with controlled thermal energy actually lead to better skin? It sounds like you're just damaging it.
This raises an important question about how the human body actually triggers a healing response. It sounds intense, but the mechanism relies entirely on your biology. Plasma is the fourth state of matter after solid, liquid, and gas.
Okay, I remember that from science class.
Right. The Neogen device takes nitrogen gas and converts it into plasma energy. When this energy hits your skin, it rapidly heats the deep tissue architecture without actually destroying the surface layer of the epidermis.
So it's heating the skin from the inside out rather than burning it from the outside in?
That is the crucial difference.
Hmm.
By creating this controlled thermal microtrauma deep down, it tricks your body into thinking there's been a major injury.
Ah, so your body goes into repair mode.
Exactly. Your body's natural response is to rush in and repair that area by aggressively producing fresh, new collagen and elastin.
Hmm.
The old, damaged skin acts as a natural biological dressing, while the newer, tighter, smoother layer regenerates underneath it.
And then what happens to the old layer?
When the new skin is ready, the old surface simply peels away.
Wow, it's essentially forcing your skin to hit a biological refresh button. That is wild.
It is.
And Neogen isn't their only high-tech option. They also utilize a treatment called DermaV. The source describes this as the world's most advanced vascular and pigment laser, utilizing dual wavelengths to safely treat unwanted redness, facial veins, sun damage, and hyperpigmentation with minimal downtime.
The dual wavelength capability is what makes it so advanced. Older lasers often used a single wavelength of light, meaning they were only good at targeting one specific issue.
How does a wavelength of light actually clear up a red spider vein versus, say, a brown sunspot?
Think of a laser wavelength as a highly specific color of light designed to be absorbed by a specific target, what we call a chromophore in the skin.
Okay.
One wavelength on the DermaV is the exact frequency needed to be absorbed by hemoglobin, the red protein in our blood cells. The light heats up the targeted blood vessel, causing it to collapse and be naturally absorbed by the body, effectively erasing the redness.
And the second wavelength?
The second wavelength is calibrated to target melanin, the dark pigment causing sunspots. It shatters the melanin clusters so the body's immune system can clear them away. By firing both, the practitioner can clear completely different issues in a single session.
Dr. Stolte is also noted as being the very first GP in Cornwall to offer the CO2 laser, which is another heavy-hitting skin rejuvenation treatment. And then there's Endolift, which is a minimally invasive US FDA-approved laser that stimulates both the deep and superficial layers of the skin.
The sheer variety of technology here is the takeaway. Having tools like Neogen, DermaV, CO2 lasers, and Endolift means the clinic isn't trying to force a one-size-fits-all solution onto a patient.
Right, because everyone's skin is different.
Exactly. Depending on whether your specific concern is vascular redness, structural sagging, or textural scarring, they have a precisely calibrated tool to address it safely.
They even apply this highly specific approach to hair removal. The clinic uses something called Inika Pro technology. What stood out in the source is that it's effective on all skin phototypes right from the very first session. Historically, laser hair removal has struggled massively with darker skin tones, often causing burns.
Yeah, that's been a huge issue. The science of hair removal relies on targeting the melanin, the dark pigment, inside the hair follicle to destroy the root. Older lasers simply couldn't distinguish between the melanin in the hair follicle and the melanin present in the surrounding skin.
So if a patient had rich, melanin-dark skin, the laser would heat up the skin itself instead of just the hair.
Exactly the problem. Yeah. It was a massive limitation in aesthetic technology. Newer systems like the ENACA Pro are calibrated to safely deliver energy across the entire Fitzpatrick scale, which is the medical classification for skin phototypes from very fair to very dark.
So it adjusts to the patient?
Yes, it adjusts the pulse duration and cooling mechanisms so that it safely targets the hair follicle without thermally damaging the surrounding epidermis, bringing much needed inclusivity to the treatment room.
So what does this all mean? If you are that learner out there, maybe still sitting in front of your mirror, wondering if you should finally book an appointment somewhere, what is the grand takeaway from our deep dive into metafacials?
I think the most reassuring takeaway is that entering the world of aesthetics doesn't require you to surrender your natural features or risk your clinical safety. You don't have to dive in blind.
Clinics like Medfacials, operating centrally out of Truro, they are open Monday to Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 2, by the way, prove that you can have a highly medical, completely transparent experience.
Definitely.
With a doctor-led team adhering to CQC and Safe Face standards, a strict less is more philosophy, an incredibly advanced biology-based technology ranging from deep hydrating Profilo to nitrogen plasma Neogen, the goal isn't to turn you into a different person. The goal is simply to help you look like the freshest, most structurally supported version of yourself.
And, you know, for those listening who appreciate the science but still aren't quite ready to walk into a clinic environment, Medfacials also supports an at-home approach.
Oh, yeah, the skincare.
Right. They offer clinically proven products through their shop, like Skynade, which are ingestible collagen drinks, and this clinical skincare lines. This allows you to create an at-home spa experience. You can light a candle, put on a playlist, and start improving your skin's biological quality on your own terms.
A little at-home pampering backed by clinical science is never a bad idea. But before we wrap up today, I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over, building on everything we've unpacked today.
It connects right back to the concept of the skin being a vital organ. We established that the skin is essential for our immune system, temperature regulation, and acts as our body's first line of physical defense against the outside world.
Right.
So consider this. If advanced treatments like the Neogen nitrogen plasma and the CO2 lasers are causing deep cellular level regeneration and massive collagen remodeling just to make us look younger on the outside, could these structural upgrades actually be improving the biological function and the immune resilience of our skin as we age? If we are physically rebuilding a thicker, stronger barrier, are we making our entire body healthier in the process?
That reframes the entire industry. Suddenly getting a laser treatment doesn't just feel cosmetic, it almost feels like preventative maintenance for your body's armor.
It really does.
It just goes to show what seems like a murky, intimidating world of aesthetics at first glance can actually be grounded in some incredibly profound medical biology. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.